While Elizabeth and Paige get ready for the final round, let's bring back our special guest to play another game. Please welcome back Greta Lee and Leslie Headland. Okay, you'll be working together on this one. Greta, when we were researching you, we discovered that you're a foodie, and Russian Doll is set in the East Village, where food trends are everywhere. So I'm going to ask you multiple choice questions about a current food trend. Mm-hmm. You're going to work together to give an answer, and if you do well enough, listener Ilana Pilato from Parkland, Florida, will win an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube.
Oh.
Yeah. So these are all food trends. Here we go. In the last few years, oat milk went from non-dairy D-lister to supermarkets everywhere. How is oat milk made? A, all oats naturally contain a small amount of liquid, which is squeezed out with an industrial press. B, oats are soaked in water and then blended. C, yoga goats are fed oats until their milk tastes like oats. What do you think?
I mean, they're milked from the teat. The oat teats.
Of the yoga goats?
Yeah. No, I mean, what do you think?
I gotta be honest, I stopped listening after
the first
question.
I started visualizing.
I feel like it's oats being soaked in something was one
right.
of the options.
Yeah, that's the right one.
Right?
That's
Is that
the right
one?
Yeah.
That feels like it's.
Yeah, it's right. That's right. Have you heard of ghost restaurants?
Ghost restaurants.
Yes, ghost restaurants are becoming more common. What are they? Are they A, a haunted restaurant where you dine with a ghost, but beware, it won't pick up the check? B, a restaurant that revives so-called dead culinary trends like Jell-O salad or fondue? Or a restaurant that you can't visit in person and can only order from online?
Oh,
it's that one.
Yeah.
It is
the
that
C.
one.
The C one.
That's
yeah.
right, the C one. That's
yeah.
right. Standalone kitchens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there are people and they're making the food and then there's nobody else in the restaurant.
It's not a restaurant. Like if you order something on Seamless or in...
So it's someone's kitchen.
It's someone's kitchen, basically.
Or, yeah, any space, any...
it could be someone's closet.
Anything
You're right, it could
be
a closet. Because if they're pickling, it could just be a closet.
Yeah.
New York City has led the way in food trends, but also food bans, trans fat, and also activated charcoal have been banned. But what did the city ban in February of 2019? A, raw cookie dough. B, infusing food with CBD oil made from the hemp plant. Or C, beers that cost less than $8.
This is all sad news to me, first of all. Everything yeah. on there. Activated charcoal's
gone.
Not around again?
No, it's done.
It's the CBD.
Is it CBD?
Right?
It is CBD
yeah.
oil.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't get your latte with CBD oil anymore.
You can't?
Nope. No. February 2019. Gone. Like, basically, just
Party's
recently.
Over.
Okay, well, I'm getting some underground lattes because I'm still getting them. So
You're still getting them?
I'm still getting them.
All right, this is your last clue. Seaweed-based foods have been rising in popularity over the last few years. As far as we can tell, which one of these is not a kelp-based food trend? A, kelp jerky. B, kelp butter. C, kelp marshmallow.
Kelp jerky, I feel like, is redundant, right?
I'm going to defer to you on this one.
I feel like, yeah, because I feel like there's a little bit of kelp creeping into marshmallow already.
Really?
We all knew that, right? Yeah,
no.
I think so.
Marshmallow didn't tell me.
All right, I could be wrong, but I think I'm going to go with A.
Okay, well, according to our studies, kelp marshmallows do not exist yet.
So whoever's been giving me those kelp marshmallows...
You got to talk to them.
Stop it!
They are not real kelp. But you're right, there's kelp noodles, there's kelp ice cream, there's kelp coffee, there's kelp everything. But congratulations, Greta and Leslie. You and Ilana Pilato have won Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube.
Oh,
well
good.
Done.
Got it.
Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
Russian Doll is on Netflix. Give it up for Greta Lee and Leslie Headland.
Yeah.